When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And welcome back. Second half of the show is live. It's been a busy one. We've been to Georgia and a couple other places. Let's continue with more of your phone calls. And Hank is in Tampa. You're on the air. Hello, Hank.
Hey, Paul. How are you, sir?
We're doing great. Thank you for checking in.
Yes, sir. Home of Aaron Murray.
Aaron Murray.
Yes, sir. That quarterback for them dogs.
How about them dogs?
How about them? I just wanted to ask you one quick question in regards to the cocktail bowl, because I know Kirby is mad about having it there and not being able to show off his recruits, and I'm sure that Ben Hill Griffin wants them to come there so they can show off their recruits, and it's getting ready to go into a 2-year remodel. What is your opinion on that, and where are they going to play in that 2 years?
Well, the last time that happened, I believe it was called the Gator Bowl. They played both in Athens and Gainesville. I'm assuming that will happen again.
Okay, but do you think that Kirby is going to be happy with the renovations after that cocktail bowl is done going back there?
I don't think Kirby cares what the football stadium looks like. I don't think he wants to play the game there. And I frankly don't blame him. I've been down there probably 9 or 10 times. And it's a nice atmosphere, but it doesn't really serve the purpose of a college football coach who uses home games like that for recruiting. And I'm well aware there are 6 or 7 other weekends, but that's a big deal. And I know that there's some ways of getting around that, and maybe that's ultimately the solution. But I think the era of neutral site games is over.
Okay. I believe the same thing. And one last thing before I let you go, sir, is Ladd McConkey, is he going to be the next slant receiver in the NFL?
I think he is. And by the way, the Oklahoma-Texas game is still special to Dallas, and nobody really is in a big hurry to change that, but Georgia-Florida is a little bit different, and maybe they'll change their mind. But I've seen a lot of these games come and go, and quite frankly, no matter where the neutral site games are, they're just not quite the same. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you being here. Bobby is in St. Augustine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I called you about this time last year and asked you the same question, but I feel, first of all, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, Tennessee fan. The question I posed to you last year was, have you seen Tennessee athletics in a better space or in a better place than you did then? And I think we can fast forward a year, and I think Tennessee, the athletic department as a whole, is in a better spot than the last time I asked you this question. Have you ever seen the department as a whole being so successful, and who do you contribute that success to? Would it be Chancellor Plowman, Donnie Tindall? Who, like, where do you think the success comes from?
Yeah, Bobby, I think there may have been a time when Doug Dickey was the athletic director.
That's the one other that
right.
came to my head.
He was considered the preeminent athletic director of his era. However, today I would give the credit to Donde Plowman, because she made it happen. She made it happen for this reason. She made a decision a lot of college presidents and university chancellors would not have. She shot first and asked questions later. when it came to Jeremy Pruitt. I don't mean that she didn't have justification. She just went, but she knew the more, as soon as she found out what was going on there, she made the decision, get rid of him. It doesn't matter what happens. We cannot tolerate that at the University of Tennessee. And that was a courageous decision that she made. And then she, you know, almost simultaneously with the university systems president, Randy Boyd, they made the change at the athletic directorship. And then instead of wallowing in mediocrity for a long time, which quite frankly, it looked like they would be.
Wandered through the desert.
Yeah. She got the right person in there at the right time, and he made a call. I'm not a revisionist historian. It didn't look, I mean, Josh Heupel was not an exciting choice. Let's be honest. To the one person that understood him, and that was the guy who made the decision, it turned out to be a brilliant choice.
How many, I saw the interview you had with Donde Plowman, I guess last time you were in Knoxville. It was a great interview.
It was a Friday before the Alabama game.
Yes, yes, yes. Have you had any other interactions with her or conversations with her?
I've seen her briefly. I saw her in Nashville, and then I saw her for just a second in Destin. We were at an event, and we were going in different directions. But I keep up with her, and I am unabashedly her biggest fan.
Can I say one last thing, and I'll let you go? She sounds kind of like the mother hen that you just want looking over the roost. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And she, I admire her for this reason. She did something against the grain. And, you know, in today's world, it's, you know, college presidents in a moment like that may have said, let's get all the information first. She just threw the torch and said, you know, we're burning down the mission. I don't know how long or how hard it would be to repair it, but it's worth it. And sometimes and rarely that happens. And that's why I'll forever respect her. We heard from Larry a minute ago. He said that Todd, was having serious heart issues and was in the hospital and right outside of Birmingham in Shelby County. Would it surprise you to say that Todd is on the phone here?
No.
Todd is calling. Hey. Todd, how are you?
Well, I thought I was doing all right today, Paul. Thought they were going to put stents in, but now just found out this evening we can't do that because I'm too plugged up. My heart is. So now we're going to do open heart surgery. They're going to open me up.
Oh, my goodness.
So that'll be all right, though, Paul, because I've been prepared for it my whole life. You know, that's that old saying that everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. Well, it's going to be all right. If that's the path God chooses for me, I'm fine with it.
So when will this take place, Todd?
Well, I think tomorrow, Paul.
Okay, I'm vaguely familiar with the procedure from other people that I know, but can you describe? I mean, this is not something very easy, by the way.
All right. This goes back to a long time ago, back in the 80s. You know how they used to cut your brisket open?
Right.
That's how they do it, and they pull you back to get in there to it. And I understand, but my wife and them were telling the tubes that come off of the arteries, the ones that are stopped up, not doing nothing, they're going to swap them out for good tubes and sew them in. That's all.
They're essentially cracking you open.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be all right, Paul. If one man can stand it, this man ought to be able to stand it.
Well, Todd, what time is the surgery?
They hadn't said yet. There's so many in line here, Paul, that they just kind of, because they rolled me
well,
back.
Well, hold on. Let's get to the bottom. What hospital are you in right now?
Shelby Medical.
Shelby Medical, which is just south of Birmingham in Shelby County. Well, I mean, we're not going to...
It's on 31 at Alabaster, Paul.
What's that?
It's on 31 right there across the interstate at Alabaster.
Okay. Well, I'm...
Brookwood has bought them out.
Brookwood bought Shelby. If you're going down 31 right past the Galleria, how far are you from there?
Oh, a long way. So you're north. You're at north. You got to come on down 25, 30 miles.
Okay, so there's Pelham and then Alabaster. Is that right?
Yes, they're coming south.
Okay. I used to live out there, so I vaguely know the area. And then you keep going, and you're down there. Well, if anyone at Shelby Medical is watching or listening right now, let's take care of this young man here.
Oh, I'm looking for the best. I'm looking. You know, it bothers me. I always feel like, but I am 60 years old. It don't seem like it. I act like I'm 50. You know, yeah, but
never,
I'm not.
I would
I'm
never 60. Imagine you for 60. I would, wouldn't you? What would you say? 39, Randy? 40 maybe.
Ooh, I appreciate that, Paul. My wife don't like to hear that.
Hey, well, Todd, let me give you a heads up. I mean, you're in for a tough surgery, but when you get through this surgery, you are going to be 40 years old.
Right, but them pretty little nurses have been in here shaving me, Paul.
Oh. Well, yeah, there's so many things I could say right now. You'd have a different host tomorrow if I did.
Right.
Well, Todd, let me say this in conclusion. We all here collectively are thinking, praying for you and wishing you well. And let us make sure you have somebody call us tomorrow.
I will, because Jackie wants to be Miss Todd on the Five Bomb Show so bad.
Well, she's...
So tomorrow, Miss Todd will probably be calling y'all.
Well, you know the number. Todd, get a good night's sleep, and because you'll need it as you sleep all day tomorrow. We'll take a short break. All the best to Todd. We're back with more after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Hey, welcome back. It's great to have all of you with us here, and we will continue. Mitch is up next in South Carolina.
What a happy day. Sir Paul, how are you?
Hey, Mitch, what's up?
Next Monday, I will have the final decision that I can reveal whether or not I'm going to cut this foot wide open or not. But whatever I decide, I've got one of the best families in the world called the Feinbaum Show.
Well, we appreciate that very much.
Oh, I appreciate y'all. But, Paul, what brought you to your senses?
Oh, about Clemson?
Yes, sir.
Just started thinking about it, and I talked to a few people, and I firmly believe that they are in much better shape this year than last year.
Well, I'll say this much for you. Your man did tell the truth.
Well, I know that people don't believe that. They just think I wake up every day and Alabama's number one, Clemson is terrible. But I think I do try to look at it objectively.
Georgia's number one right now.
Well, I know, but a lot of people still think I'm I'm on Alabama time.
Oh. No, I think you on whoever's hot time.
Well, that's the way to be, Mitch. I mean, we do have a program here that that tries to cater to the public.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we're no different than Walmart. If Taylor Swift is selling, we'll put her in the front of the store, and if not, we'll put her in the back by the bug spray.
Be careful with Walmart. I had two charges on my debit card and an app on my phone, and none of that was mine.
Oh, well, that was probably me. We got your personal information when you called in a couple of weeks ago, and we're now using your Walmart credit card.
If you're using it at Walmart, then you're messing my credit up.
Yeah. That's why you're better off just using one credit card, not everybody's credit card.
Thank goodness it was a debit card, not a credit card.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you have a wonderful, and I'll call you back hopefully next Monday with good news.
I feel very comfortable and confident about this, Mitch. You be well. We're all thinking of you. John is up next in Georgia. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. How are you today, buddy?
Very well. Thank you.
Okay. I just got to see a while ago, I think it was Todd from Alabama.
Right.
That was having a heart surgery in the morning.
He sure is.
I just wanted to tell him that we're thinking about him, because I just had one. I had three blockages. Mm. They took the veins out of my leg, put them back in there, and everything has been great.
John, not that I'm a voyeur here, but how long does it take to get over something like this?
Well, I got mine on March the 2nd.
Right.
And that's been, almost 3 months, or however you want to count it. But I came home in 4 days, and I was walking and jogging in 8.
That's incredible.
Wow.
And
it's just,
a good Lord. I want to say I've never had heart problems, but I've seen it up close, very, 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 very up close. What is the difference today? How do you feel differently than before you had the surgery?
Well, I knew something was wrong for about 7 or 8 months, Paul, and I wouldn't tell my wife. I wouldn't tell anybody. And it finally got what was on my mind 24 hours a day, so I finally had to tell her. But anyway, I was having shortness of breath.
Right.
And I was having a burning, like somebody putting a cigarette out inside of me.
Oh, my goodness.
And I could sit down, and this time I sat down, the pain and the burning would go away. And when I told the doctors that, they just said, "We've never heard of that before, but we're fixing to fix you." So I'm 68. They said, "It took you 60 years to get this thing wrong with you. We're giving you 60 more."
Well, John, that's a great story. And what you've said, and I think this is more of a male thing.
Yes, sir.
Men will not accept that they're sick or something's wrong. And I'm no different. I live with a doctor, and I went through something a couple of years ago that was easily avoided. And I just pushed it because I was too busy covering college football to worry about something that might kill me.
Well, I watch you every day, and I normally have 3 or 4 men that come out here to my shop. I got a shop out here at the house, and they come out and sit and watch Paul Feinbaum's show, and one of them records it so he don't miss it.
Well, that is fantastic. You tell your friends hello, and John, I think you've made Todd feel a little bit better with that story. You be well. I'm so glad to hear you're well on the way to recovery. Jerry is up next. Jerry is in Louisiana. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've had triple bypass at 85 years old.
Woo.
And that was 3 years ago or 4 years ago. I'm 89, almost 90. And I'm back. I'm a senior athlete. I've had a number one ranking in the javelin and discus.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm planning on going to Sweden next year for a world championship. But tell them, Todd, that I'm a new man. I've had triple bypass, but I'm a new person. I feel great. It's like having a new heart.
I am interested in the discus and the javelin. The discus, we're talking about two completely different motions, are we not?
One's in the ring. The other one, you have to sprint forward. Javelin, okay. You have to sprint forward, but you're in an 8-foot diameter in the ring.
It made me nervous to throw the javelin that I might be short and kill somebody.
By the way, I saw Charlie Trippi and Choo Choo Justice play in the Sugar Bowl when I was a Boy Scout.
Oh my
young.
God, Choo Choo Justice! Well, he was in North Carolina, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
I mean, he's
Charlie Trippi.
I've read a lot about this guy. You're talking about two of the greatest players of all time, right there, and among the most famous as well.
For weeks they advertised they were all Americans, so they were trying to get fans in Tulane Stadium. And I went free. I was an usher as a Boy Scout.
Sure.
And I got to see the two best in America. I remember the score, but I don't recall who won. So, I think the score was 20-10, maybe Georgia.
About what year was that?
Oh, it was in the late 40s. Sometimes in the late 40s, after World War II.
That is amazing. Well, I'm going to look that up for you because I don't want you to go another hour without knowing who won the 1947 Sugar Bowl. The 1947 Sugar Bowl. That was about the 10th Sugar Bowl I covered too. It was won by the Dogs. The Dogs win 20-10.
Yeah, I remember the score. Yeah,
20-10. Charlie Trippi had a 67-yard touchdown pass to Dan Edwards, and I'm not sure what Choo Choo did in that game. But I will say this about Choo Choo: has there ever been a better name for a skill position player in college football history?
Well, tell Todd that. Don't be afraid. I was never afraid. I had no fear, absolutely no failure in mind at all. And if you're afraid, well, then you have a problem. Just look forward to better days.
You have inspired me, okay? Even though I don't need it. I'm going out tomorrow and get open heart surgery just so I'll feel better when I get to your age. And I'm going to compete with you in the senior discus throw. Hey, thanks, Jerry. That's incredible. The guy's 90 years old. He sounds better than a lot of our callers who are significantly younger.
No kidding.
And he still competes. We'll be right back. Pat Forty, who's a lifetime behind him, but aging by the hour.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So you heard this the other day, Jack Schwarber stepping down at Notre Dame, one of the most respected ADs in the country at a time when ADs are heading for the hills. Pat Forty writes about that in his latest column. Always great to catch up with Pat. Pat, based on your reporting and analysis, this used to be a great job. They kicked the ex-football coach upstairs, but these days, it's a world of difference. Good afternoon. Tell us all about it.
Hey, Paul. Yes, certainly an evolving job and job description. And, you know, the good news is ADs make a lot more money than they used to. The bad news is they have to work a lot harder, and they're subject to a lot more scrutiny and volatility. And right now, if you take Jack Swarbrick out of the mix and Gary Barta at Iowa, who's retiring after 17 years on the job, the average FBS AD tenure is less than 5 years, 4.99, and probably destined to keep going down because there's just a lot of movement, a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of impermanence in that position now.
What has changed the most to cause so many respected athletic directors and some who aren't particularly well respected to get out of it?
You know, I think it's a combination of factors, but probably, you know, the biggest ones are, you know, collectives, NIL, transfers, but, you know, the mishmash of stories we've been talking about a lot for the last couple of years, right? You know, that it is just such a completely different landscape than most people came up in the business of sports administration. Navigating it has gotten tougher. You know, the collective dynamic now where, to a degree, some ADs are fighting their coaches for money from boosters. They used to be able to just say, hey, we need you to, you know, to help fund this capital project or contribute to the scholarship fund. And now they might be saying, well, I got to give to the collective so that the players can get their money and we can get players. So, you know, it's just a really different set of economic circumstances, and just the coming and goings of your athletes is just an absolutely mind-boggling pace right now.
Pat, that's the part that I think we're still a little bit early on, but I wonder, and I'll trust somebody to do the reporting at some point in time, all this money that is pouring into collectives and to helping coaches essentially retain their roster or go out and shop for other ones, that was money that was going somewhere, was it not? And what do you think, speculating now, or maybe you know, what impact is that creating and causing on these college campuses?
I think it is. It's definitely having an impact. And that money was always coming in, but the ADs had more control over where it was going. It's going for this project. It's going for, you know, that salary. It's going for wherever. And now it's, okay, well, we've got this third-party collective entity, and they're going to distribute it to the players. And wink, wink, nudge, nudge, we're not supposed to know which players or how much. So there's definitely less control altogether. And the other element, I think, that especially given the California revenue-sharing bill that's looming out there, ADs, I really don't think, want to be in a position where the more money gets directed towards athletes or towards whatever entities, the less they can give to Olympic sports, and they don't want to be the bad guys that are charged with cutting Olympic sports. And I think that's going to become one of the next big battlegrounds here in terms of dealing with NIL, player compensation, collectives.
Pat, because you have firsthand knowledge, your daughter, as we've pointed out, was not only an Olympic swimmer, but a very successful one. In your travels and talking to people, and I know you have, you know, Stanford, a school that we've alluded to, other really outstanding schools that just don't quite fit what's happening at some of the more southern schools, how are they going to cope in the future with this current state of intercollegiate athletics?
Well, that's, you know, massive question with no easy answer. You know, the Big Ten and the SEC can write their checks as they see fit for what they see fit, and they're going to be okay economically, you know, with the coming revenue enhancements that they're getting from their networks. And they should be able to not only have football departments that live like sultans, but still be able to fund big and successful broad-based athletic departments. Where you get into more trouble is at the ACC, Pac-12, Big 12, and beyond that, quote-unquote mid-major level, where you're trying to disperse money to athletes and keep those programs alive, and you just don't have as much of it. You know, even in this day and age, there's a lot of athletic departments that are kind of breaking even. And I think there comes a point where you can decide, okay, do we build that next facility? Do we hire that 13th analyst? Do we get five people that work in nutrition for football? And if we do those things, boy, that men's soccer team sure looks vulnerable. Maybe they need to go. We've seen some of that decision-making mostly as a result of panic at the pandemic, but I think it could become more and more a reality in the coming years. It's at some of that level below the absolute richest.
Pat Forty, writing about some of these retiring athletic directors as we've delved into this never-ending world of intercollegiate athletics. Pat, you mentioned Swarbrick and Gary Barta. These are two legendary figures in terms of longevity and impact. I know Swarbrick's being replaced by a television executive. Not that I'm here to give my opinion of television executives. I'll save that for my memoirs. But have you been able to detect from that? I mean, we see it in conference commissioners in various leagues, entertainment people. I mean, is that the new normal?
I think so, and especially certainly like at a commissioner level. And look, I mean, you could basically make an argument that Notre Dame is its own conference. So they have their own commissioner. They certainly have their own television deal. So having somebody that's not just well-versed in that, but is that space, because this is an NBC executive and Notre Dame is an NBC university, this goes hand in hand, I think, with that specific part of athletics, of media, media rights, media distribution, media revenue. And, you know, the question I asked Pete Bevacqua, the NBC Sports Group commission chairman who's coming on board as the AD, you know, are you a believer in independence? He says, yes, I'm a fan of independence. I said, will this relationship enhance the likelihood that Notre Dame remains an NBC property? He said, yes, you know, we love that relationship. So you would think that the goal would be to maintain Notre Dame as it is and what it wants to be in terms of independence and a single TV silo kind of operation. But, you know, there's also the possibility NBC now is big partners with the Big Ten. And if, you know, if Notre Dame decides, geez, the numbers just are not adding up the way we want to, I think that they would certainly have the flexibility to still make a move there. I don't think they want to. I don't expect it to happen. But it's an interesting development here that you hire somebody who's was part of a network that just went on board with the Big Ten.
Yeah, and it may also be a telling sign for Swarbrick. Certainly, I realize whatever his age is, he's still a reasonably young guy, compared to some people. But it also tells me that, it makes me wonder about Notre Dame. I've never really understood the fascination with NBC, and that could be the bias I have working for the people I do. But it just seems like we live in a Fox ESPN world right now, and NBC is all you have to remember that anything other than a Notre Dame Ohio State or Notre Dame Clemson game is on there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, and it's part and parcel of Notre Dame just wanting to be its own thing, right? You know, I mean, they don't want to be in a conference. They don't want to do things differently than the way they always have in terms of academics. That, you know, their football players come to school as freshmen and still live with non-football players. They live with normal students in the dorms. So, you know, they've always enjoyed doing things their own way. I think the Notre Dame deal or the NBC deal is part of that. But look, this is also big time economics, and eventually they may have to decide we either need a lot more money from NBC or we need to think in a different direction in terms of our media rights.
Yeah. They already got in bed with the ACC for everything, I think, but hockey and football. It's not like they don't know how to do that, Pat.
They have their ways, yeah.
Yeah, they can. We'll save the hypocrisy of Notre Dame for yet another day in the neighborhood. Pat, always great to have you on. Thank you. Pat Forty from SI. Great stuff on the changing waves in intercollegiate athletics. We take a break, and we're back with your phone calls right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are getting closer, well, to SEC now, tonight, wrapping up the final ticket being punched in the SEC, we think. LSU and Florida are in. Can Tennessee join the party and have three eighths of the College World Series be from the conference? Well, you've heard about this man. He's been calling us from the ship, or from the rig, I should say. Is Dwayne off the rig? Do we know that, Randy?
We're not sure.
We have unconfirmed reports that Dwayne is a free man again. Dwayne, where are you?
Well, sure am. I'm at my house.
Oh, you're at your house. Congratulations. You made it off the rig.
I'm doing some charcoal grill crabs. I'm doing some crabs on the grill.
So right, how long have you been off the boat, Dwayne?
Since 10:30 this morning.
And has it gone well?
Yeah, I'm lovely. I'm fine. Hey, check this out. Nobody worry about no Notre Dame, man. Notre Dame, this isn't 1940, 1950, or 1960. Nobody worry about no Notre Dame with the NBC. What?
I was just doing the Four Horsemen from Grant Wynn Rice.
Yeah, nobody worry about that no more. Notre Dame washed up. Notre Dame washed up. Anyway, let me tell you something. I'll tell you Wake Forest is going to beat the crap out of Alabama, and they did. Tell all them Alabama fans, you ain't going to win nothing in baseball. You ain't going to win nothing in football because, hey, look, let me tell you something. LSU is going to win it in baseball. We're going to win it this coming up in football. And we just won it in women's basketball and everything. So, look, let me tell everybody out there, you want an NIL deal? Come to LSU. You want a deal? We got a deal for you. Come to the Tiger Land. Come to the Bayou Country. All y'all fans out there.
Now, well, you still have the same attitude you had when you were on the rig. You haven't changed that.
Sure do. I sure do. I got the same attitude when I'm out there.
I thought
I'm
you might be a little more relaxed now that you're back home.
I'm good. Me and my wife here. Me and my wife chilling. I'm boiling the toy. I'm doing some steaks on the grill, and I'm chop boiling some crab. You ever had crabs on the grill before?
What's it like for the wife now that you're off the rig? I mean, she's been without you now for a long time.
It's on and dandy, baby.
What is it?
It's on and popping.
I mean, that's not exactly. Well, I guess that was exactly what I was asking you.
Hey, they had a drink. They got a drink. Hey, they got a drink called Long Legs, and I'm drinking it.
What is in a long leg? I mean, other than obviously a long leg.
A woman. Huh? You hear me?
I hear you, Dwayne. Popping.
You hear me? Hey, Paul Feinbaum, let me tell you something.
These are popping
in his
house.
All them fans out there, to all them people out there, LSU's going to win the Omaha. We're going to win the College World Series. We're going to win the college football. We just won the women's basketball. If you want to be a Tiger, come to LSU. Come on. We'll take all application right now. I got an open door right now, like the preacher say. Come get baptized in Baton Rouge. You want to get baptized? Come down to Baton Rouge, get baptized with us.
Well, Dwayne, hey, by the way, you may if Tennessee wins tonight, you may have to get past them
in
Omaha.
We're going to beat them. Hey, I want them to win because we're going to beat them again. We beat them. I told you we beat them already. We've been beating on them all year. We're going to beat them again. I want Tennessee to win. I want Tennessee to be there. Yeah, you talking about Alabama. Last time I talked to you, you told me about Alabama. Yeah, Alabama. They just hired a new baseball coach. They fired a baseball coach in Alabama and hired a new man today. And that's something.
Yeah, they did. I think he came from Maryland. Where's the guy from? Maryland?
Maryland.
Yeah, from Maryland.
Yeah, came from Maryland. He garbage, too. All your Alabama fans, you got a garbage coach over there again.
You don't even know the guy.
Hey. Huh?
Yeah, I said you don't even know the guy yet.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to know him. You're going to lose again. Yeah, Alabama ain't going nowhere. Alabama ain't going. You lost in basketball. You lost in football this year. You lost in track and field. You lost in volleyball. You lost in girls' softball. Y'all lost in everything this year. Now, Alabama, that's your team, Alabama. You love Alabama so much. That's your team.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, but yeah, Roll Tide, roll nothing. Roll Tide about to get sank.
The man
roll
is back
tide
home.
About to get sank.
And things are popping. One more hour to go right here.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.